This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts Podcast. I'm Michael Buster McMahon from Feeding Hills, Massachusetts, and this is my story, Threatening Me Softly Because of My Song. I wanted to tell the story because it's just absolutely absurd. Getting threatened during karaoke, who does that? So I used to do stand-up comedy, and when you do comedy, you really got to get a laugh every 12 seconds or so. But what was so enjoyable here was you can tell the story, and if you got to laugh, you got to laugh, but you didn't need one to tell it, even if it's on the humorous side of the ledger. The lesson I think people got from it based on talking to the audience later was that no matter how small potatoes something is, like a karaoke contest, it's going to be a big deal for someone. So I was really appreciative of the opportunity that New England Public Media provided to, well, relive a moment that reminded me how truly bizarre people can be.
A toast to your success, the big man said. But I knew my fate had already been sealed, and that nobody back home would ever believe that in Phoenix, Arizona, I had run afoul of the underground karaoke mafia. I know, you're right to react like that. Who knew that there was such a thing? I mean, you've heard of the regular mafia, and the Russian mafia, and the Japanese mafia. Heck, my babsha used to run the numbers for the Polish mafia in Krakow. The Polish mafia, I don't know what happens if you cheese them off. I guess maybe you wake up with a head of cabbage in your bed or something. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. About 25 years ago, I'm in Phoenix on business. I'm looking for things to do, and I find out that there's a karaoke bar a couple blocks over from my hotel. Hey, this sounds like fun. I think I'll do that. No, I'm not a great singer, but I do have this impression that people seem to like.
I see trees are green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you.
It's funny, like afterwards, sometimes people come up to me at the bar and say, how do you do that with your voice? And I'm like,
do what?
So I didn't know this. There was a karaoke contest going on that night, and I won. I'm like, hey, this is kind of cool. And I earned a spot in the finals, which were going to take place Saturday night. Now, I was actually leaving Saturday morning to go back home. So I was about to tell the DJ, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be here. Maybe you should give the spot to somebody else. When two guys come up to me, and I'm guessing their nicknames were Thunder and Lightning, said, hey, somebody wants to talk to you in the back of the bar. Let me show you how fast my brain works. Because immediately I went, uh-oh, this isn't good. So I get led to the back of the bar, and you're not going to believe this. Right out of Central Casting, there's this big guy, skinny mustache, red tie, and yes, red carnation in his lapel. And maybe it's just my imagination. Because, you know, I do remember this guy. He did sing earlier. He sang a Frank Sinatra song. Because, of course, he did. His name was Tony, and he already earned a spot in the finals. So maybe it's my imagination after all these years. But I swear he talked like this. Who are you? Where are you from? I'm Michael. I'm from Massachusetts. I'm here on business. You here alone? Yes. Now, that was a dumb thing to say, right? Maybe you didn't know what was going on here. See, this was like a little local contest here for us regulars, not for some tourists with a clown act. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. It's like, no. Are you good at math? 1, 2, 3, 1. Now, I am good at math. And I know that 3 goes into 1 painfully. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, really realize that, you know, I just came in to sing. He's like, well, tell you what we're going to do. You should go talk to the DJ. Tell him that you're going to not be here and maybe give your spot to somebody else. Now, be known to all of you, that was my plan. But I also don't like being told what to do. Do you? So I went up to the DJ and I talked to him. And I assume they thought I said that because I left the bar intact. What I actually told the DJ was, I'll see you at the finals. So I'm going back to the hotel, I'm thinking, I'm like, what is this? Is this high school? Am I actually going to get beat up for being somewhere? Singing the karaoke contest? Would somebody actually beat me up? I called my boss and said, look, something's come up in Phoenix. I got to stay an extra day. I called my wife. asked her if she knew where my life insurance was, just in case. And I walked right back into that place on Saturday. And to save time, I walked right back to that back table. And the guy looks at me and goes, you know, you being from Massachusetts, home of all those famous colleges, I thought you'd be smarter. And I said, well, you know, I don't expect to win this contest, but, you know, I did earn my spot, and I deserve to be here. Well, I got some bad news for you. That disc that had your karaoke song on it, it got broke. Because of course it did. Don't worry. I picked out a song for you just in case you showed up. So now I'm thinking, great, I'm going to probably have to go up there singing It's Raining Men. So they call me up there, and they say, well, this is an interesting song that you've chosen. I'm like, is it? And they said, you don't bring me flowers. You don't bring me flowers. That's a duet. How am I supposed to sing a duet by myself? And they said, good luck. In the back of the bar, I could see Tony raising his glass, toasting me. I'll toast to your success. I had a crazy idea. The song came on. Used to be so natural. Used to be. Talk about forever. Ooh. Used to be's don't count anymore. Think I could. And the place goes crazy. Now listen, the story would not be believable if I told you I won the whole thing. So thankfully I didn't. But I came in third. And Tony with his Sinatra song came in first because of course it did. Now I'd like to stand here and tell you that I think I earned the respect of the Phoenix, Arizona karaoke mafia. But the truth is, I don't really know. Because I booked out of there really, really quick. But I like to think that I did, because I played the game that they wanted me to play. But like Tony sang in his Sinatra song, I did it my way.
That was Michael McMahon bringing us his tale, Threatening Me Softly Because of My Song, that he told at our Toasted Story Slam at the NEPM Studios in Springfield last season. I'm Katie Wright. I produce the Valley Voices podcast. Now is a great time to join the Valley Storytelling Community Facebook group. That's where you can watch our stories on YouTube, find info on other area storytelling events, and get the latest on Season 11 of our Valley Voices Story Slams. Well, that's it for our Summer Shorts podcast series. All good things have to come to an end sometime. I hope to see you at one of NEPM's Valley Voices events this year.